or night, you've tuned into the podcast that you need in your life. I'm your host, Mo, and welcome to the Mean Girls 1821 Experience. But you know it is a podcast where we mean what we say, say what we mean, and we do it all within 3 to 5 minutes-ish. The ish really been getting us. Why you ask? Because the Holy Spirit been moving. And who gonna deny the Holy Spirit? That's weird. Nevertheless, you know the deal, you know the drill. Let's honor ourselves. I say it every week, life be life and adulting is ghetto. So if you could just take one progressive step, listen, you made it through Thanksgiving 2022. Everybody ain't got that testimony. Let's honor the Father. Amen. Amen. The premise of this podcast is truth. So each and every Friday via my YouTube channel and or listening via your podcast app, I'm going to encourage you to do 3 things. Number one, show up fully, because those that mind don't matter and those that matter do not mind. To walk with integrity, and last but not least, to reflect. Now, that's easier said than done. Not done. Some people, you know, do be acting dumb. But nevertheless, that's easier said than done. But I've got good news for you. Good news. I have an e-course centered around helping you change your world by changing your words. Why you ask? Because showing up fully doesn't always come naturally to everyone. Walking with integrity can be difficult when you want to get your lick back. And being authentically reflective takes work. So I provided an e-course entitled The Mean Girl Game to help you walk through that. If you are looking for an academic approach to help change your world by changing those words, make sure you enroll today. Now, without further ado, let's begin today's episode. Last episode, many of you already know that I quit my job. That's right, I resigned from my position that I just got January of 2022, October the 14th. Well, that was my last day. So that Monday I had resigned and that Friday would have been my last day. After watching that, you'll know the testimony of how I went from academic coach to dean of student services. But during that journey, I'm not even about to lie to you, I was ready to get my lick back and pop off, like literally and well deserved. Because let me tell you something, the things that were coming up in my mind would have ate the girlies up, literally, all of them. Because I used to be a professional roaster. I don't think like a lot of people know that because I've grown, amen, praise God, and I talk about Jesus. And they're like, oh my gosh, why are you talking about God all the time? Because if I don't keep Jesus in front, trust me, the girl I could be, I would be. That was good. I talk about God so much to control what I want to do, because evil seems to always be afoot. And guess what? Those options feel like justice, right? And so as I was reflecting on everything that God has been doing, it reminded me of the little tests in my life that were happening that led up to this decision. If you don't know, I've been in education in 2023, that will be for 13 years. I've been a classroom teacher for 12 of those 13 years. That's right. So I just left the classroom in 2021. 2022 was my first year working in a coaching position. So most of my teaching years have been in the classroom. And what I realized is that there are some tactics that work in the classroom that don't work when you're elevated. And so several times when I would be in meetings and I would listen to my previous employer say things, and then I would tell them the reason why I would do things, and they would blatantly lie and their lie is confirmed in an email, or they would say one thing and do another. And when I bring that up, they would gaslight my concern and still make it a problem. You know, the Lord literally made me lose words. Like I had nothing to say. It was almost like at a loss for words. And I would have come home so frustrated, because it's like, God, I got all the words at home right now. Several times in school and outside of school, those situations were happening, right? And so you kind of look at God and you're like, dang, like how come I don't got the words when I'm there, but in private, I got the words now? What is it? Like, I need to really wrestle that old girl back up. And the Lord was revealing to me that I cannot elevate you publicly if you aren't elevated privately. Because here's the truth about power. When you possess it, you don't have to prove it. Right? When you genuinely possess it, you don't have to prove it. Now, I would be lying to you if I said that I won those battles every time. I did not. Sometimes God would send a friend to help me win them. Sometimes I would just lose them. Straight up. But understand, when you're asking God for something, you got to start winning some of these self-control battles in private, right? Because God is never going to push you beyond what you're capable of. See, the issue is pride. We don't want to look like we lost. Can I encourage you to let them have it? Let them have all the juice. Let them have, she ate you. She sure did, ate me alive, yep. He really got, yep, he sure did, embarrassed me, sure did, yep. You gotta let these people have it, because this is their reward. The vengeance that scripture says is the Lord's is yours. Because I promise you, when God do it, no one can say anything about it. They can't take it away from you because you put your hands down. You put your defenses back and you let the Lord fight your battle. There's evidence of this in scripture. If you think about the children of Israel, when Moses was leading them out of Egypt, and there were several times when the children of Israel were like, did you just take us out here to die? Because the Egyptians were literally behind them, prepared to kill them. And if you look in Exodus chapter 14, we're going to focus on verse 14, but I kind of want to lead up to that because the children of Israel were stressed. And Moses said to them, and I'll read it to you specifically. It says in Exodus 13, actually, we're going to go to Exodus 12. And it says, they said, children of Israel to Moses, is it because there are no graves in Egypt that you have taken us away to die in the wilderness? What have you done to us in bringing us out of Egypt? That sounds like us. Like, God, why you got me in all this mess? Why are you putting me in positions where my pride is literally shut down? People trying to sun me, people trying to disrespect me. Like, why? What's the point, right? Life feels like that. A loved one gets sick. I got to bear the burden of this. I'm caught up in that. This person disrespected me. My boss don't like me. This relationship isn't working out. Fill in the blank. Lord, why? The children of Israel were experiencing the same thing. And it says in verse 12, is not this what we said to you in Egypt? Leave us alone that we may serve the Egyptians, for it would have been better for us to serve the Egyptians than to die in the wilderness. It's better for me to be low. It's better for me to be ratchet. It's better for me to return everything the world does to me. It's better to do what everybody else is doing. It's better to fill in the blank. It's just better. Like I said in the beginning of this video, justice feels good. Self-justice, getting my lick back feels good. It'll just let me do that. We'll both be down. That used to be my thing. Listen, I'm not worried about losing a fight. Just know we both gonna be hurt. We'll be in the hospital together. No problem. Cause it was that level of, I'm not, when those energies, that energy be up there, when that anger get to a certain level where you're not even thinking straight, I'm not worried about it, beloved. We just both gonna be hurt. Okay? I would rather be. When you say it out loud, listen to how off that is. But Moses replies, and this is where verse 13 comes in. It says, Moses said to the people, fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today. For the Egyptians whom you see today, you shall never see again. This is my favorite part. Exodus 14, verse 14. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. Y'all, let the Lord gobble up these enemies. Let the Lord eat them up, because there's no return when he does it. When he does it, it's final. It's clear. You don't have to keep going back and forth. When he does it, that settles it. And so I want to encourage you to fight the urge to get vengeance. Allow the Lord to take care of you as scripture tells us, because he will fight for you if you only be silent. I pray this encouraged you. I love you. Mean it. Take care.
Thank you so much for tuning in to the Mean Girls 1821 podcast with me, your host, Mo. Tune in each and every Friday for a fresh episode exclusively found on my YouTube channel or using the podcast app. And always remember, words have power. So whenever you speak, mean what you say and say what you mean. Take care.